Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. I want to help people break through via this series from the cycle that is, well, I'm consistent sometimes, but then if the schedule changes or I'm stressed at work or I get sick or there's a vacation or I'm not seeing results, the wheels fall off the bus. That pattern is not only frustrating, it also erodes our confidence and keeps us from living the kind of life that is possible for us as a result of consistency. So I want to share perspectives that you can bring with you on those days where emotion is high, on those days where time is short, on those days where you just don't want to do the work, and finally get consistent. I spent this past weekend, or a lot of this past weekend, watching the East Region semifinals for CrossFit. I'm a big CrossFit fan, and they had their one of their semifinal weekends. And I was listening to the commentators as one of the events was going on, and he was saying that for this particular event, one of the keys to doing well is choosing rest before rest chooses you. Essentially, take a break in the movement before you're forced to, right? Because of muscle fatigue. If you get to the point where you're no longer being proactive, but you have to rest because you can't go on, it's going to take you longer to recover. Choose rest before rest chooses you. And I loved it immediately because I was like, this is such a big part of consistency, that we do it not for the sake of some arbitrary goal, right? Even if it's a very important goal, we don't get consistent because we want to lose weight, because we want to look good in our jeans. This is the way I like to think about it, in a way that really inspires me. Choose to take care of yourself before that chooses you. Choose to take care of yourself. Choose to take care of your health before that chooses you. And what does that look like? You get sick. Really sick. Not just a cold, not just a headache, but we all know the kind of sick that requires that everything else in your life gets put on the back burner because you are now very unwell and you are fighting for your health, for your life even. So you've got to choose to take care of you before that chooses you, and you don't have another option. And then you're sitting there going, I wish that I had taken this more seriously. I wish I hadn't made so many mistakes. I wonder if things would be different. Choose to put your health first before you are forced to put your health first. Choose to prioritize your finances before you are forced to prioritize your finances. Choose to invest in your marriage before you are forced to do it. This is an opportunity that we have every single day. It's so easy to think like, ah, it's no big deal. Oh, I can do it tomorrow. But we don't know what tomorrow holds for us. I don't know what tomorrow holds for me. You don't know what tomorrow holds for you. And so doing what we can do now, it's very important, because there might come a day, and for a lot of us, there will come a day. There's no might about it. There will come a day where it's not an option anymore. And we're going to wish that we hadn't wasted so much time and made so many excuses. Choose it before it chooses you. If you feel like you want some more help with this, check out the consistency course. We are going like real all in through the summer because that's such a challenging season for a lot of people. The link is in the show description if you want to learn more, or shoot me an email and we can talk about if it makes sense for you. But otherwise, I will see you tomorrow.